pianist John Novacek with Mozart's 9th Piano Sonata. Good morning, I'm Cordelia Brown, your classical friend, and oh, in just a few minutes we'll be chatting with Maestro Bruce Sorrell about a concert coming up this weekend, classical music, chamber music in the garden, complete with food trucks. I'd say that we'd have a ticket giveaway for it, but it's free. Consider yourself having a ticket already. Stay tuned. We'll talk with him in, oh, just about 7 minutes or so. Here on KPR. Good morning. It's Kansas Public Radio. Another beautiful summer day with today chance of rain. Let's check that updated forecast for Lake Perry. A 30% chance of rain after 5, but otherwise today should be mostly sunny with a high of only 82. Support for our classical music this morning on KPR comes from Audio Reader's Audio Sale, a benefit sale of vinyl records, audio equipment, and more at the Lawrence Public Library, Saturday, September 13th. More information online at reader.ku.edu/audio sale. And from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas, the Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise. Let's listen to the Kansas City Chamber Orchestra, directed by Bruce Sorrell, for the Pavane by Gabriel Fauré on Kansas Public Radio. That was the beautiful Pavane by Gabriel Fauré, as played by the Kansas City Chamber Orchestra, directed by Bruce Sorrell. Stay tuned for some Tommaso Albinoni and the Morning Papers by Johann Strauss Jr., but we have Maestro Sorrell here with us to tell us about their concert that you have a free ticket for already. It's the Kansas City Chamber Orchestra. They're giving a concert this Sunday evening, September 7th. It'll be a magical evening under the stars. It's a free gift of music for everyone. It's an annual concert. It's an annual thing called Music in the Garden. So you're invited to come to the garden and stay for the season. Good morning, Bruce Sorrell.
I love that. Stay for the season. Yay.
And the first concert's coming up pretty soon. It'll be the end of the month, Friday, September 26th. We'll talk about that in just a little bit, but it's so good to talk to you. Tell us a little bit about the concert. I know you won't be conducting, but there will be a very good conductor there.
Yes, Carolyn Watson is the guest conductor for this concert, and she's done these concerts for us at the Wornall House in Kansas City. And yes, from everything I've heard, they're just really quite wonderful. Free concert out in the front gardens of the Wornall House, and they'll be playing an early Mozart symphony, a Vivaldi violin concerto featuring Anne-Marie Brown, and George Walker's lyric for strings. It'll be just a delightful time. Come out. There will be some food trucks, I believe, around, and great way to just kick off the season with a beautiful outdoor concert.
Yes, the John Wornall House, it's a beautiful place. It's at 6115 Wornall Road, so it starts at 6 p.m., and it's very mansion-like. It's a park-like lawn with historic grounds. It's just enchanting outdoor concert. And that George Walker lyric, you know, that is a lot like the Samuel Barber Adagio for strings.
It's a really beautiful work, and it'll be and it's not a long work at all. It's what, 6 or 7 minutes? I mean, I think you're correct. It's one of those moving, beautiful works. It's light to hear, and I'm really glad that Carolyn chose that to program for this concert.
Now, Carolyn Watson. Now, KU has a very good conductor now, Creston Heron. But before that, Carolyn Watkins, she was here at KU.
Yes, that's correct.
Yes, she's Carolyn Watson. And she's conducting this free concert this Sunday evening at 7. Now, I wanted to ask you a little bit about your season. Which season is this?
Yeah, so this season is 39.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And so the first indoor concert is Friday, September 26th. And I'm revisiting a couple of pieces that we've done over the years that I haven't done for a very long time. I've always loved Benjamin Britten's Variations on a Theme of Frank Bridge. I think it's even from the very beginning, it was considered a masterwork for string orchestra. And I think we've only done it once or twice at the most over those 39 years. So that's one of the things I chose to open with. Interestingly, the program pays homage to sort of different people in musical history, or in this case, Frank Bridge was one of Benjamin Britten's revered teachers. He was really one of those great sort of presence in his life. The rest of the program, I mean, we got Villa-Lobos, some of the Bachiana Brasileiras, and he's obviously paying homage to Bach, and then the Grieg Holberg Suite, which pays homage to, you know, one of the great a Norwegian, I believe, poets from earlier in the time frame, 18th century, I believe. So this whole program, kind of when it came together, and I looked at it and I went, oh, look, there's this link between these works. And of course, the Holberg Suite is really, really just quite beautiful. And we've only done it once in 39 years. And so I'm very excited to bring that back. Bachianus Brasileiros, the number 5 is, of course, one of the most famous pieces ever written. And it sort of harkens to Bach's suite, the air from the third orchestral suite, which is very famous. And honestly, if you want to get excited about going to a concert, do a YouTube search for Barbara Hannigan doing the number 5, and it will comes up, and it's just like, as it starts, I just get goosebumps. I just literally sort of melt in a puddle on the floor. It's beautiful. Victoria Botero is going to be the soprano soloist for that. And then we're doing the number 9 as well, which was written for string orchestra. And so that's the program. I think it's a really gorgeous program to start the fall.
It's called Autumn Romance, and that'll be at the end of the month, Friday, September 26th. But this concert, the music in the garden, it's just kind of to get everybody together and be out in a beautiful place and late summer and just hear some great music under the stars.
It's a great way to kick off the season. It really is. It got started during the pandemic when they were looking for ways to sort of do some music and still be sort of relatively safe in that time frame. And so doing this free outdoor concert was something that got developed during that time frame. And Carolyn, I think, has done them since we began. So it's a lot of fun. And so be sure and come out, bring the family, free concert, food trucks, Vivaldi, Mozart. I mean, what could you not love?
Yes, and bring a blanket or lawn chairs, whatever you like. And it's just a fun evening to enjoy some classics under the stars. And it's the kickoff to the 39th season of the Kansas City Chamber Orchestra. Bruce Sorrell's the regular director, but Carolyn Watson will be the guest conductor this Sunday evening. And for all the details, the easy-to-remember website address is the kcchamberorchestra.org. So thank you, Bruce. Thank you for cluing us in about what sounds like a magical evening this Sunday night at 6.
Yes, that's absolutely correct. And two concerts by the Kansas City Chamber Orchestra this September. So join us for both of them.
Yes. Okay, yeah. Bruce, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Next, we'll have Tommaso Albinoni on KPR. Here's one of his concertos from Opus 9 on Kansas Public Radio. Tommaso Albinoni. The 12th concerto, the last one from the Opus 9 set with, let's see, two oboists, Ellison Alti, second oboe, and Anthony Camden, first. Good morning. Next, we'll hear the morning papers. We'll read them together. As we listen to music here on KPR, I'm Cordelia, your classical friend. We've got some great pieces next hour. Florence Price, we'll hear her first symphony. Also, something Andrew Lloyd Webber wrote recently, it premiered at the coronation of King Charles III. Lots of great music this morning. Glad you're listening. Glad we're listening together. Helping to make classical music possible today on KPR's Dr. Pat Hughes. Dr. Pat Hughes of Overland Park, a longtime listener member. Many thanks to Dr. Pat and also his daughters, Megan and Kelly, for supporting KPR. This is Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Well, here they are, the morning papers. Waltz music by Johann Strauss Jr. on KPR. From a New Year's Eve concert in Vienna. That was Zubin Mehta and the Vienna Philharmonic for Johann Strauss Jr., the morning papers, this morning on Kansas Public Radio. Listen for Cécile Chaminade, her Valse Caprice, just a few minutes after the 10 o'clock news from NPR, and then another female composer, Florence Price, her Symphony No. 1 from 1932. Lots of great music coming up. I'm your classical friend, and best friends are always together. So that means keep KPR with you. Keep us with you through our app. You can listen on your phone that way or use our website, kansaspublicradio.org, or just the regular way on the radio. And Jayhawk fans, it's time to rally. While Kansas takes on Missouri this weekend, KPR is counting on you to help us win our own matchup. Every donation is worth 1 point for KPR against our radio rivals at KBIA in Columbia. And first-time gifts score double. Be part of the team. Give starting Thursday at kansaspublicradio.org. Thank you so very much. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio also comes from Delta Dental of Kansas, asking listeners when they last visited a dentist for a preventive checkup. Dentists can be found at deltadentalks.com/find. The Lawrence forecast for today says should be sunny and pleasant with a high of 82. We have a 30% chance of some rain, but not until after 5 o'clock this afternoon. This is KPR.
So help the station. Go fight win at kansaspublicradio.org.
It's 10 o'clock. We're live and local. We're KPR from KU on KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH, KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV, KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3. And KANQ Chanute 90.3. Taking a deeper dive into that forecast. Today's high 82. Tonight, well, it's still a 30% chance of showers, probably ending by about 8 p.m. this evening. Should be a cloudy overnight with a low of 52. And tomorrow, sunshine and a high of 75 as that cold front comes in. And actually Friday, a high of 66. Sounds great. And the weekend will just be crystalline, with sunshine and highs in the 70s. Good morning. This is Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. It's 10:01.
Live from NPR News in Washington, this is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Capital One, offering their premium travel card, Venture X. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com. This is KPR. Wonderful piece by Cécile Chaminade, her Valse Caprice, Opus 33, Enid Caton at the piano. Next, another female composer, Florence Price. Before we hear Andrew Lloyd Webber, Make a Joyful Noise, a short anthem he wrote for King Charles' coronation, and some Giovanni Gabrielli. And later on, a Bach Brandenburg and a wind quintet, and John Adams, Chained to the Rhythm. Stay with us for great music here on Kansas Public Radio. which is supported by the Lead Center, presenting I Mom So Hard, the flashback tour, Two Moms, Lots of Laughs, creators of the web series, Saturday, September 13th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets at lead.ku.edu. Here is John Jeter and the Fort Smith Symphony for music from 1932 in four movements now. Let's listen to Florence Price, her first symphony on KPR. The Symphony No. 1 from 1932 by American composer Florence Price. John Jeter and the Fort Smith Symphony here on Kansas Public Radio. It's about 12 minutes before 11 o'clock. Ahead in the 11 o'clock, John Adams' Chained to the Rhythm, plus a Bach Brandenburg Concerto and more. This is KPR from KU 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia and KansasPublicRadio.org. KU, we need you. KPR is going up against KBIA in Columbia, Missouri, in a Radio Rivals fundraising showdown. Who can raise the most for their station and bring home the win? Starting Thursday, each gift equals 1 point. And all first-time gifts are worth double. You can donate at KansasPublicRadio.org. And remember, go, fight, fund. That's by Andrew Lloyd Webber on KPR. Make a Joyful Noise was written for the coronation of King Charles III. That's where it premiered, and it was actually sung while Queen Camilla was being crowned. Choir of Westminster Abbey. Good morning. Support for classical music here on KPR comes from the Bach Aria Soloists, offering subscriptions for their concert season, including an opening concert open to the public at Luce Park. Season tickets available now through Saturday, September 13th, at BachAriaSoloists.com. Giovanni Gabrielli, a sonata on the eighth tone, featuring the brass of the London Symphony Orchestra. Good morning, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
NPR News.
Join us for that story and many more starting at 3 here on KPR. It's 11 o'clock. Good morning. In just a few minutes, listen for the late, great John Jervis, a well-known Lawrence, Kansas guitarist. We'll hear three Italian Renaissance airs, one of the few rare recordings of John. And then we're off with a Bach Brandenburg Concerto before we hear some wind music with the Ensemble Vienna Berlin and some John Adams right here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio, from KU, that's KANU, and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH, KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV, KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute 90.3. The updated forecast for Lawrence is saying now we have a slight chance of showers, then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 4 p.m. Otherwise sunny and a high of 82.
Live from NPR Sovereignty, Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Mexico City.
It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance, where drivers can compare direct rates using Progressive's rate comparison tool. Customers can see options and rates side by side. More at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Good morning. It's Kansas Public Radio. That's John Jervis, guitarist. A rare recording of John, three Italian Renaissance airs played on the guitar by John Jervis. Good morning, it's KPR. Next, we're off with the Bach Brandenburg Concerto. Here's the second one, and the trumpet soloist is Wynton Marsalis, now on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Wynton Marsalis, trumpeter, with Anthony Newman's English Chamber Orchestra. That was the second Brandenburg Concerto by J.S. Bach here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio, on this September 3rd. Next, we'll have music by an interesting man. He graduated from the Paris Conservatory of Music in 1860 when he was only about 16 years old. He started flute a little bit late, as they go, about age 9, when his father taught him how to play the flute, and by 10 he was giving a public concert. Also, John Adams coming up. You know, 72% of NPR listeners value public radio as an important community service. Support your community and promote your business by sponsoring KPR. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org. And helping to make classical music possible today on KPR is Dr. Pat Hughes of Overland Park, a longtime listener member. Many thanks to Dr. Pat and also his daughters Megan and Kelly for supporting KPR. Well, here is the Wind Quintet in G minor by that interesting flutist, Paul Tafanel, now on KPR. That's a wind quintet by Paul Tafanel, featuring the members of Ensemble Vienna Berlin. He was a flutist and very important in the French school of flute. He graduated from the Paris Conservatory in 1860 and started teaching there in 1893. And he was a big proponent of the Bach revival, that when he started teaching, he replaced a lot of the 19th century music that his students had been doing with music by Bach and other composers of the 18th century. Until then, French musicians, except maybe for a few organists, had ignored the Bach revival that Mendelssohn was a big part of, that had swept England, Germany, and Austria. So Paul Tafanel, very much pro-flute and promoting the flute, and he got the old music back in there. And he wrote. That was his wind quintet. And next on KPR, we'll hear John Adams. Jeff Watson has more great classics lined up between noon and 3 as the classical music continues. He'll bring you Grieg's In Autumn concert overture. And we've got a small clarinet party going with Finzi's Bagatelles, and the Bruch clarinet and viola double concerto. Let your friends know, good clarinet music this afternoon. Classical music from noon to 3. That's with Jeff here on KPR, where support for the music comes from the Lawrence Music Alliance's Mixmaster Music Conference, September 19th and 20th at the Lawrence Public Library. Music industry workshops, panels, discussions, and Networking for Artists. Tickets at Mixmaster2025.com. And now, by John Adams, Chained to the Rhythm on KPR. The music of John Adams on Kansas Public Radio is played by the Los Angeles Philharmonic, led by Asa-Pekka Salonen. That was called Chained to the Rhythm on KPR. It's about a minute before noon. Jeff Watson's in just a few minutes, and let's take a peek at his playlist and see what he's got lined up. Looks like right after noon news and Stardate. Here it is. We'll have, a march from Fidelio by Beethoven before we hear In Autumn by Edvard Grieg. Also, Gerald Finzi and Max Bruch round out the hour. It's all ahead. Thanks for listening to Kansas Public Radio.
Hi, I'm Brian Haney, voice of the Jayhawks. Through the 7th, every donation made is a point for the Jayhawks. Give a gift of support today at kansaspublicradio.org.
We're live, we're local, we're KPR from KU, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH, KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV, KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Prairie Paws Animal Shelter, serving Ottawa, Manhattan, and Emporia. Prairie Paws provides compassionate care for animals in need. Donations help give pets a second chance. More information is available at prairiepaws.org. Our forecast, 78 in Lawrence right now. We have a slight chance of rain, maybe even a thunderstorm after 4 p.m. The day should stay mostly sunny, though, overall, with a high of 82 tonight, dipping down to 52. Tomorrow's high, 75.
Live from NPR.